AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A week after two convicted murderers broke out of prison in upstate New York, prison worker Joyce Mitchell is charged with helping them with their escape plans.
Bail will be set in the amount of $100,000 cash, $200,000 bond on the felony, and $10,000 cash and $20,000 bond on the misdemeanor.
Meantime, the search continues for David Sweat and Richard Matt.
We're coming for you, and we will not stop until you are caught.
State Police Major Charles Guest says the hundreds of officers involved in the search are getting closer to finding the two men. A police standoff has been reported in Dallas after someone in an armored van opened fire outside police headquarters.
The suspects rammed Dallas police officer squad cars and began shooting at the officers, striking the squad cars but missing the officers.
Police Chief David Brown says the van was driven to a local fast food restaurant where officers were again shot at. A SWAT team is now trying to talk with the suspects in the van. Gunshots Friday night at a mall in Iowa. A woman at a food court was shot and killed there. A suspect was caught about 50 miles away. Some deeply personal information on applications for security clearances may now be in the hands of hackers based in China. It's part of the latest security breach involving millions of government workers.
Their relatives, you know, their contacts, their bankruptcies, criminal histories, medical information, mental health information, very sensitive personal information that you need to submit to the government to get a security clearance. This database was compromised.
That's correspondent Ken Delanian. Six terror suspects with ties to Yemen have been released from the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, but they have not been sent home. Instead, they've been flown to Oman. They arrived there Saturday morning. Their transfer now trims the number of detainees at the Guantanamo Bay prison to 116. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Clinton holds a major campaign rally today in New York.
The former Secretary of State has already made it clear she wants to be the champion of ordinary Americans.
As you look across the country, the deck is still stacked in favor of those already at the top.
So a campaign kickoff on Roosevelt Island carries a big symbolic message. The Dutch called the island in the East River Hog Island. The English renamed it Blackwell's Island. It became Welfare Island in 1921 and was renamed for Democratic Party patron St. Franklin Roosevelt 50 years later. Clinton will deliver her remarks in a new park named for FDR's Four Freedoms speech. Warren Levinson, New York.
Friday, GOP presidential candidates took the gloves off at a donor retreat in Utah, where they were sharply critical of one another. The 2016 contenders are trying to win the support of about 300 top political donors connected to former GOP nominee Mitt Romney. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush is not at this event. He's wrapping up a trip in Europe before he officially launches his 2016 campaign on Monday. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.